There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Welcome to Good Day Weekend.
And I got the sunshine and the blue sky up above. I got the black cloud under my wheels. And I got
7 and a half in the hour. Doug Steffen, Rich McFadden at the controls in our studio in Washington with a good morning to Jennifer and Ken Kessler and you and Richie and everybody. Ted Cruz apparently embarrassed himself by trying to, this guy is a big talker and never has much to say as far as I can see. He sort of joined the rest of the chorus that didn't have much to say. And he, though, as described by somebody, stumbled in his response. He apparently was so eager to get in front of cameras. He reminds me a lot about when you look about the faces of the people who are there. Charlie Schumer, who's the senator from New York, never saw a microphone, never saw a camera that he didn't want to make love to. Cruz is cut out of that same cloth. He always wants to talk, and he doesn't really, for me anyway, tickle my enthusiasm. He is a complainer, a groaner, a moaner. Some of you may love him.
Well, look what he's complaining about, though. More government.
Well, I don't have a problem with that.
I would think you would be on board.
I am on board with that. I just don't like his approach, Richie.
Yeah,
he stood inside.
He's a little weaselly looking.
Yeah, he is. Thank you. That's a good way of putting it. Yeah. He stood inside the Capitol to give his response last night in that, you know, those. Any of you who have been in the Capitol Rotunda and have gone up and down these hallways, they are just echo chambers.
Right.
So anybody who's got the experience that Cruz does should know you don't stand in front of a statue of somebody and have no real acoustics around you and try to take on, in this circumstance, the president with something that's credible. This guy's running for president. He didn't like the first take. So if you look at some of the, and I don't even know how this got to be public. I would have thought that they would have thrown the camera away rather than let it get into somebody's hands. Somehow or other, what was on this cell phone video camera got into the hands of someone who posted it, and now it's everywhere. So how would you get a hold of something that was his property and get it up on YouTube, and
probably
then these guys get
it up there, right?
What, to look embarrassing?
Well, I don't think they get that it's embarrassing. I mean,
are you
look,
kidding?
Marco Rubio, like, uncomfortably lunged on a bottle of water during his rebuttal speech last time around. These, I don't think they get it. I think they're just...
Yeah, look at Boehner's face.
Oh, my God.
He's very orange.
You see him, yeah, the tan, the fake, the man tan.
It's like he's getting ready to compete on the season of Dancing with the Stars. I mean, he's, you know...
This is... Geez.
Okay.
Oh, so, who cares?
How does that get into the hands of people?
Yeah,
if you're,
no, that's
if you're
the
serious.
Question here. Who cares if you're trying to say something and you don't like what you say and you want to return? We do it.
Yeah, I don't care. We do it all the time.
Yeah.
I
mean,
either that or we just mumble our way through it and go on to the next thing.
Well, I mean, when we're live and on the air, we have to. But if we're recording something, sure.
Just do take two.
Right.
Yeah. But what Jennifer and Kenny just said, Richie, I think is appropriate here in terms of Boehner and his fake tan. I'm looking at a picture of Boehner and Joe Biden. Remember, these guys are all members of a club that is extraordinarily exclusive. They may not like each other in public, but behind the scenes, there's all kinds of whispering going on. Not only coworkers, they, especially in the Senate. Now, Boehner's in the House and Biden's in the Senate, but these guys are colleagues. I mean, you can even see when nobody's looking, when Boehner and Obama get together and they tease each other about their smoking, or they, you know, they have
like golf
a
together.
Certain amount of camaraderie. But when they're out in public, they do the, it's showtime. Oh, let's go get them. And the people people who are supposedly enjoying the sport get suckered into it, watching either side of the presentation, whether it's on MSNBC or Fox. And, you know, what you're not realizing, and I don't mean this to sound preachy or sound elitist, you're not getting the news. What you're getting, and that was one of the things that I was about to talk to somebody who was an expert earlier on, and he may or may not have liked the way I introduced him. There's too much of this stuff on TV. Now, to add to that, we're going to do the same thing in a moment, because Ed Bitowski is here, who is a frequent contributor. I want to get the business, not business, the economic side of this, right? Kenny, isn't that really kind of what, this is what,
yeah.
We look at the tax breaks. The tax hikes. What does it cost for the educational proposals that were put forth, the paid leave proposals that were put forth?
They're free, Doug.
Right. Everything's free. Hello?
The college is going to be free.
Free!
It's not going to cost us anything.
Free! All right, so let's get maybe at least a little nuance into that as to how it may impact you, because that's what I'm interested in, find out how it's going to impact you. It's 13 after the hour on a good day.
Hi, I'm Carrie Glassman, registered dietitian and nutritionist, and I've partnered with the Laughing Cow Cheese because I want to help people reinvent themselves in 2015 as far as healthy snacks and also as of being a little bit overall healthier and happier. You want to think about taste. You want your foods to taste good. Also, texture is really important. A couple examples of creamy plus crunchy that I love are this Laughing Cow cheese here with apple slices and a little bit of honey. Laughing Cow cheese with some chopped peppers on a whole grain cracker or on cucumbers or even just with crudite. Take the Laughing Cow Cheese's challenge. Go to their website or go to their Facebook page at facebook.com/TheLaughingCowUSA and do their 31 Days of Reinvention Challenge. There's challenges to reinvent your snacks as well as healthy habits to help improve yourself to be healthier and happier.
Look, kid, when guys like us walk into a facility in the morning, we can smell a problem. No one needs to hand us a work order. We already know it. Today, for instance, we need a new gearbox, 6 globe valves, and a dozen ballasts. And when I smell a problem, Granger smells that I smell a problem. They help me keep this place up and running. Now that's the kind of smell I like. The sweet smell of success. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Granger.com, or stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
Curious about what comes next? Next is the feeling of vulnerability you get after you arrive home to discover your house has been ransacked by burglars. Fool the bad guys with a new improved fake TV. You asked for it, we listened, and we made our new fake TV 3 times brighter than our previous model. The brightness of our new fake TV is equivalent to a 40-inch TV. It simulates the color and motion of a real TV while you're away from home. And when burglars think someone is home watching television, they're likely to pass your house and move on to an easier target. The new, brighter fake TV is only $39.95 and includes free shipping. Go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
GEICO presents Fan Mail to a Pig.
Dear Maxwell, first off, hope you are well. And I am. Seems like all you do is promote GEICO's web and app abilities. And while I really enjoyed your last commercial where you talked about how I could take a photo of my VIN number and add it to my account all via my GEICO app, I've got to think it doesn't leave you much time for anything else. Do tell. Sincerely, Miranda Morgan. Well, Miranda, thank you for asking. And this GEICO spokespig does have time to do other things. For instance, I do a lot of
VIN scanning to add a car. Just a tap away on the GEICO app.
It's 16 and change past the hour. Doug Steffen's Good Day program. Rich McFadden, Jennifer Horn, Ken Kessler, and Ed Bitowski, who frequently publishes, featured as one of the 7 financial coaches and experts in the first of its kind online reality series, The Invested Life. So, Ed, as you watched and listened and thought about the economic impact of the State of the Union, are there some specifics here that you would like to address? I just made reference, if you heard me, maybe you didn't. There were a lot of comments about tax hikes and tax breaks and who's going to pay for sick leave and the various programs and what they cost. What do we have? What are we actually dealing with here? And when I say that, when I ask that question, I'm talking about what will reality-wise actually hit the street. because it would seem the usual stuff between Republicans and Democrats wouldn't see much of this stuff actually ever taking place.
Yeah, well, first of all, thanks for having me. And I was actually there. I was in Statue Hall. And when all the congressmen and senators came out, I was able to chat with them. Mm-hmm. And first of all, none of this is going to, any of these tax hikes are going to get passed. So anyone who heard any of this stuff last night and said, my goodness, we're going to have more taxes, it's not going to happen based on what the president said last night. I asked many people, I said, what are the chances? And there wasn't anyone who said there's even a chance. Even the people from the Democratic side said that there's really no chance, but this is a discussion we should have. So, you know, let's not worry about that. But even more so, I think it's just a waste of everyone's time to have the president stand there and say these things because, one, they're not going to get passed, but two, they don't do anything for the economy is the bottom line. You would see, if any of this happened, you would see the, you know, very small little tax hikes. It would be like shoplifting. So it would hurt businesses. It would hurt individuals. And, you know, sort of like, oh, a little bit here, a little bit there. No one's going to feel it. That's not how you run a country. That's not how you run the economy. It was just such, you know, crap.
All right, ridiculous. All right, let's turn to what Senator Joni Ernst said, because she talked a lot about the economy as well. The picture, as you can imagine, from the opposition, not particularly rosy. At some point, one, it seems to me, needs to recognize the recovery really doesn't have anything to do with government, and yet these people, unless government gets in the way, it's a business machine, and that's what we continue to go back and forth on these tax hikes and how they want to manipulate people who are investing in the economy, investing in jobs. I didn't think that the Republican side added much to the conversation, frankly. I thought it was awful.
Yeah, I unfortunately was not able to hear her response. I can tell you that the economy has recovered. There are some jobs. It hasn't recovered quite to the level that it needs to be. But the more important thing that people are missing in this is that even if it's recovered and we're seeing more tax revenue, a lot of that has to do with increased taxes, but it's not to the level that it needs to be. People don't realize that because we're spending so much more, we need to earn so much more. Therefore, we need so many more long-term full-time jobs that...
All right, how do we do that? How do we get those, Ed? What do we really have to do in order to encourage? I mean, people talk about jobs.
And that's been a big thing, is that we've replaced a lot of the full-time, good-paying jobs with part-time jobs. So how do we get that?
It's the key to all of this. I mean, the springboard to everything that everybody wants is revenue into the economy. And how you get that is to create an environment. You know, we hear this all the time, but it is absolutely the truth. That is pro-business, less taxes.
How do you do that, though? Better. Everybody says, yep, we got to do that. How do you do it?
Oh, look, I mean, you know, where this, you can't just give a broad-based answer, but the simple answer to all of it is you can obviously cut taxes, bring corporate money back over. You can get rid of some of the undue, not all, but undue regulations. I just had to pay $40,000 more for my business, and others had to pay more money to just figure out if they're compliant with whatever the laws are.
Okay, and so let me stop you there.
Part of it.
Okay, then government interference. This is something that the people on both sides, those of you who want a job, those of you who support the president, those of you who are looking, those of you who want to move up, you are not going to do that as long as the government keeps adding regulations and regulators and bureaucrats and bumblers, and this is me sort of on a pedestal, I guess, or a bully pulpit, or however you want to read it. The system cannot work. I'll tell you, as a small business person, with the oversight that we have now, it will crumble and fail. Until that is addressed by both sides, you hear a lot of talk. Republicans haven't done anything either, really, to get rid of big government. And so until that happens, you have a stalemate sort of economy. EdButowski.com. Check out Ed there. Thank you, Ed.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Now more of Good Day Weekend. Themes come and themes go. We've had today a couple of fun references to themes from movies and TV shows. Miami Vice. And this is about the same era, Kenny, isn't it? Rocky. Well, let's go back to the 70s, I guess, doesn't it?
Yeah, was back in the 70s.
Right, so I was 10 years older than Miami Vice. But it's still one of those things that really sticks to you. Interesting that some tourists who wanted to make the best of their trip to Philadelphia ran up the steps, and at the top of the steps... To what did their wondering eyes appear but Sylvester Stallone himself?
Yo.
Richie, why are you stop the music? I thought you would want me to have this in the background telling a story. This guy, Peter Rowe, and his college friends raced up the staircase at the Museum of Art when they saw Rocky Balboa himself. He said, the kid said, man, you guys are fast. You're making me look bad. And the even better part was he posed for selfies for the group, telling them to look tough. He, of course, with those steps, made the museum famous as the boxer. A lot of people visit the steps to recreate the scene of Stallone running up to the top. And I think there's a statue there, isn't there, now?
Yes, there is.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. They are shooting the latest Rocky film called Creed there. And so he was there. I guess the kid who's in it is supposed to be the grandchild, and Stallone is the coach, if I'm not mistaken. I think that's what the theme of the movie is. Am I right on that? Am I on solid ground?
Yeah. Yeah.
All right. Sylvester Stallone is 68 years old. God love the guy. All right, so he's still alive. 68's a good age to be. Lots of life left in those of us who are in that...
in that class.
In that place. Thank you very much. All right, somebody who made it to 68, but is no longer with us. Liberace. This is great stuff. Nowhere else in the world could you hear Rocky and then Liberace on the radio.
It's a great reality show, Rocky and Liberace.
Well, Liberace is the next musician hologrammed in Las Vegas, Jen. He's been dead for 25 years, but he will return to the stage. And it'll be on the stage where he originally made a name for himself. this hologram from Hologram USA, which is the same company that brought Michael Jackson and Tupac Shakur back from the grips of death. This is not apparently going to be a true hologram created through a kind of illusion that mixes software and projection and some optical trickery. But the hologram will be a step up from those previous incarnations, interacting with the audience. Now, that is fascinating to me. How are you going to get this hologram to interact with the audience? But that's apparently what they're able to do with this new technology. So you'll go to a show and you will feel his presence.
Well, it does generic interactions, you know.
I suppose, yeah.
Hey, nice sweater.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
Hey, right. The guy over there in the blue.
Yeah. They donated a lot of the Liberace Foundation, a lot of footage and artifacts. Obviously, this will be a touring show, and they'll make a lot of money for the family. So, Lee Liberace in the news. Leanne Rimes, Jennifer, also with her husband in the television news today. She's a singer. He's not. He's not even really a very good actor, as is evidenced by. Well, this was a show about them, right? A reality show.
A reality show, yeah, about their marriage.
So why didn't it work? Why didn't it work?
You know, I don't know. Probably because it was kind of boring, and there's just a lot of this stuff out there already, and I don't know that people really care about Leanne Rimes and Eddie Cibrian right now.
I don't. I never cared about them. I figure.
So they're still married, but their show got canceled.
This is going to be a big deal. Yeah, it'll end up in a divorce, Richie. He's kind of the big D.
It started with them cheating with each other. So,
right, yeah.
You know, solid ground, really.
Great family relationships and interactions here. 28 after on Good Day.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Worried about getting sick and feeling terrible for days or even weeks? You need Immudyne for a healthy immune system. Why get sick and bother with products that just don't work? For just $1 a day, Immudyne is all natural and safe for all lifestyles. Call 866-257-8668 to buy now before it's too late, before you get sick. Or go to immudyne.com, Immudyne.com, or call 866-257-8668.
Genesis is defined as an origin, creation, or the beginning. Genesis Communications Network began with the mission of providing you with the kind of compelling content you're listening to now. And at GCNLive.com, you'll find a free archive of our nation's history, narrated by GCN hosts. Explore, share, and pass down to future generations. GCN is the future of talk radio, but we should always strive to learn from our past. Together, we are GCNLive.com. GCN. Great minds think alike. The network for the independent minded. The Genesis Communications Network. GCN.
Yeah?
Did you want to see me, sir?
Well, I did, but now that I do, I'm not so sure.
Sir?
Johnson, I got a mission for you that could change your life.
Oh, good, sir.
It involves traveling halfway around the world without so much as half a clue of where you're going or what you're going to do when you get there.
Situation normal, sir?
Uh-huh. Well, I'll be leading this mission, Johnson, so I'll be telling you what to do.
You, sir?
That's right, Johnson, and I say first things first.
Oh, good plan, sir.
And what I say is first is food. Always remember that, Johnson. Food is a big deal.
Sir, my brother-in-law can get a really good deal on some surplus MREs.
Johnson, if you've got half a brain and that empty head of yours, you'll call the freeze-dry guy like I did. That food is better for you, rehydrates faster, and it's good, Johnson. And it keeps for up to 30 years.
Will we be gone that long, sir?
Well, I hope not. Now, get your supplies organized and meet me down to the pier at dawn on Sunday. We sail at sunrise.
Yes, sir.
This adventure is brought to you by the freeze-dry guy. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
How many good people procrastinate? When was the last time you updated your last will and testament, your living will, and your health care power of attorney? If you could get these documents included with your Legal Shield membership for no additional charge, wouldn't it just make sense to have the peace of mind of owning a Legal Shield membership? Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Welcome to Good Day Weekend. I got a feeling that today's gonna be a good day. That today's gonna be a good day. That today's gonna be a good day.
The Twisted Doug Steffen Good Day reality program featuring the Twisted Ken. He's the least twisted, though, of us.
He is absolutely
he
the
is.
Least.
Yeah. He's so nice and normal.
But that he's here.
Well,
how normally can he be? Here's what you need to know today, courtesy of Jennifer Ritchie and Kenny and me. The president used his State of the Union address to outline areas of possible consensus.
It was cute.
All right, let's see here. He's going around the country to reiterate his themes. That's what they do after the State of the Union. Notice that presidents always get on a plane the day after and go out, wing around the country and spill their sputum.
He did
whatever
that before, though, too. So he's doing the pre and post thing, which is funny.
All right, so the first big fight.
This is for when he pulls out the veto stamp. Everybody knows why.
Senate Foreign Relations Committee needs to push for a new round of sanctions on Iran. President says he'll veto any sanctions bill. Okay, so next, State Department today sending a delegation to Havana to discuss how quickly we can reopen embassies. Russian intelligence warship has docked in Havana to greet the Americans.
The big cannon right there.
Welcome. Welcome
to Cuba.
Welcome. At the Supreme Court today, justices are hearing a case that contends Texas officials gave a disproportionate share of federal low-income housing tax credits to people in minority neighborhoods. Case likely to, from what I can figure out, produce a ruling this summer before they go on hiatus on whether housing or lending practices that have been negative in terms of the effect they've had on minorities can be considered illegal, even if there was no proof of intent to discriminate. That's the big deal here. Not only is the discrimination aimed at skin color, but also on those who are not well-educated and also those who don't have money. So you got to roil this around in your brain a little bit. We give, and by the way, they're back to round two of this. 3% down, 580 credit score, and most people who don't have any money and don't have an education, that's kind of where they are, like it or not, below 600 credit score, often, not always. But what what are we doing? And so here they've been sued for discrimination. Well, of course they discriminated. The people like you and me that can pay our bills
right.
have to pay more, put more down. Nobody's looking at it that way. We get 20% down, pay the normal interest rate, and if you can't pay, you have the house taken away from you.
Well, that's the
discrimination, man.
Yeah, come on. Hey, let's see here. Google
dead quiet.
And Fidelity are putting $1 billion into SpaceX. An interesting reality. The best place to invest.
Do you know what's going on there?
Yeah, I do.
What?
He's run out of money. And he needs investors, and he's got something that's going to be worth $10 billion, and these guys are getting in on the bottom level. He put $400 million in it. If it's worth, he's got 40%, so he's already worth $4 billion just out of this enterprise alone.
Do you know why they're putting all this money into SpaceX?
Because they figure in the future, Fidelity is just a good investment, I would think. Google wants to have the technology or be somehow able to put their satellite into space.
Satellite Wi-Fi. You'll be able to have internet connectivity anywhere on the planet.
Really?
And that's why Elon Musk and Google are teaming up on this, is because they want access to every single person on the planet to get them internet connectivity.
Do you know what the number one search was on the internet last year? The number one search last year was for... Where's the big drum roll, Richie? Come on. Can you produce something? Give me some background. Give me some support.
Good Lord.
Give me something.
You ready?
Give me liberty or give me death.
Yes. No?
No. No.
About that.
Yeah.
That's a little...
A new oven.
Boys and girls.
An oven? to wash your dryer, too.
Oh, wait a minute. The Dudley Do-Right thing.
All right, here we go. I asked for production, and I got it.
All at once.
Perfect.
Everything we have, now we're done. We're
number tapped. One search last year on Google Maps, Walmart.
Oh.
Really?
Number one.
Who's that?
That sounded like Bad A. But, all right, so I thought you'd be interested to... No, that Facebook says, Kenny, it's reducing...
I thought it was Jennifer's house, but wow.
No. We have a story at DougStephan.com today. Facebook has announced plans to remove hoaxes from your news feed.
Yeah.
I thought this was like fait accompli months ago. What are they still screwing with people? I didn't realize.
No, this is interesting. I mean, every now and then we get told that some celebrities... I mean, how many times has Betty White died, right?
Yeah.
On the internet. So now what they're going to do is allow us, you, me, whoever, to say this is a fake story. So that when it shows up in your newsfeed, it will show...
Fake.
People have reported this as a fake story.
Okay.
They will not remove the story, but at least there'll be kind of a heads up as, hey, a lot of people are saying this story is fake.
Yeah. Did you guys see the flash mob they did for Betty White's birthday?
It was awesome.
Really?
It was so cool.
You got to look at this. Every day, Betty White's assistant is outside the studio for the filming of Hot in Cleveland, and she is doing the hula.
Really?
When Betty White shows up in her golf cart, the security guard brings her
every day.
So this time, everybody associated with the show did this large hula production.
For her birthday.
For her 93rd birthday.
Cool.
And it was adorable.
God love them. Speaking of investments, the United States of America. Good news. Our economy has leapfrogged China as the world's most important growth market. Survey of CEOs in Forbes magazine suggests that most would rather invest in companies here than anywhere else in the world, even though there have been potential. Look at the Chinese.
Wow.
The Chinese
gas prices.
But the Chinese economy is off 24% since last year.
Right.
We worry about it when it's off 3 or 4%. Imagine what the reality is. And, by the way, this affects our business, too. We have deep roots. I always say that. The Chinese have a lot of cash. We have deep roots.
Mm-hmm.
And which is more important? The deep roots are more important. But in this circumstance, China, remember, big trade, they're our biggest trade partner. So we can't cheer too loudly and not sound like hypocrites. when it comes to the Chinese.
Well, that's what's doing so well. We can't cheer too loud. It's like the gas prices. Mm-hmm. I like the gas prices because it throws Iran and Russia and Venezuela into a tailspin financially.
But you can't kill the world economy.
But you cannot kill the world economy because it comes right back to bite us.
The security firm Splash Data finds that 123456 has dethroned password as the top of passwords that no computer should. Why in the world would you be numb enough to use 123456
and guess what number 2 is again?
654321. What?
Guess what number 2 is again?
Password.
Password. Jeepers, creepers.
Hey, and just another one. I mean, I had to teach my son this this past year.
Yeah.
Do not use your date of birth.
Or your address.
Your or your address and your password.
Okay, in a moment, we're going to deflect, or we're going to go back to one of my favorite, I shouldn't say favorite, what I think is the most important conversation in our country, the continuing focus on football and other athletic events and what toll it's taking on our brains. Kenny Crowley will join us in a moment with a focus on these brain injuries. He has the experience and the credibility, so we'll join him and have a conversation with him in a moment here on Good Day.
Lose the winter blues and warm up with hot flooring deals from Lumber Liquidators. Thinking about hardwood? Consider bamboo. We've got the number one brand, and we'll help you get it for less, like Strand Bamboo. It's twice as hard as oak, and for a limited time, it's only $1.99. Why pay as much as $4.99 for bamboo at other stores? We've got deals in over 70 styles from an incredible $1.79, plus pre-finished hardwood, laminate, and more for less than half what you'll pay somewhere else, and 18-month special funding. Now is the time to warm up your home with new floors. So visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
Curious about what comes next? Next is the feeling of vulnerability you get after you arrive home to discover your house has been ransacked by burglars. Fool the bad guys with a new improved fake TV. You asked for it, we listened, and we made our new fake TV 3 times brighter than our previous model. The brightness of our new fake TV is equivalent to a 40-inch TV. It simulates the color and motion of a real TV while you're away from home. And when burglars think someone is home watching television, they're likely to pass your house and move on to an easier target. The new, brighter fake TV is only $39.95 and includes free shipping. Go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Safety, safety, safety. I'm saying it 3 times. Studies show you need to hear something 3 times to remember it. So remember, safety, safety, safety is important to me, me, me. That's why I love Grainger. Grainger has the products to help keep our facilities safe and people safer. Say it with me, kid. Safety, safety, safety from Grainger, Grainger, Grainger. When you think safety, think Grainger. Get it? Got it? Good. Call clickgrainger.com/safety or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Geico presents Fan Mail to a Pig.
Dear Maxwell, first off, hope you are well. And I am. Seems like all you do is promote Geico's web and app abilities. And while I really enjoyed your last commercial where you talked about how I could take a photo of my VIN number and add it to my account all via my Geico app, I've got to think it doesn't leave you much time for anything else. Do tell. Sincerely, Miranda Morgan. Well, Miranda, thank you for asking. And this Geico spokespig does have time to do other things. For instance, I do a lot of
VIN scanning to add a car. Just a tap away on the Geico app.
Hi, I'm lifestyle expert Valerie Greenberg. The leading resolution that people make for the new year is to lose weight, but oftentimes we find that we're failing because of the fact that we're cutting out the things that we love most, when really it's all about moderation so that we don't overindulge. And that is why I love these Coca-Cola mini cans. They are perfectly portioned so that we can enjoy the things that we love, but still be friendly to our waistline, and they come in the favorite flavors, classic Coca-Cola, Diet Coke, Sprite, and Coke Zero. Now, Jimmy Dean Delights offers busy moms a delicious and great-tasting way to start the day without the guilt. That includes breakfast bowls and sandwiches, fully cooked links and patties that are made from 100% chicken sausage. Now it's time to put that fitness plan in place, and I cannot get to Planet Fitness quick enough because for only $10 a month, you can become a member. And a non-intimidating workout environment that they call the judgment-free zones. They also have top-of-the-line brand-name equipment, and you can find out about all of these wonderful products at facebook.com/videopump.
All right, 15 before the hour. Doug Steffens, Good Day Program. Rich McFadden, Jennifer Horn, Ken Kessler, and we're joined by Kenny Crowley. He's connected to a company that first brought the whole brain injury issue to my attention. I had a scan at Saroscan 4 or 5 years, maybe longer than that now, Richie. I guess maybe 6 or 7 years ago.
About that.
And from that information, I started looking because there was a comparative. There were 3,640 Major League football players that had been scanned. And my brain scan was compared to theirs in terms of how to find the nuance. What's the predictability of you getting this, that, or the other thing based on what they found with others in the research? It's a new software program at his company, Saroscan, which you can check out online, C-E-R-E-S-C-A-N, saroscan.com. Kenny Crowley went to the University of Denver, got his degree, drafted by the Boston Cannons for Major League Lacrosse. He attended spring training for the Cannons, joined the U.S. Army as a result of what happened on September 11th. After he completed training, he was assigned as a platoon leader of a light infantry unit in Afghanistan. He and his platoon were heavily engaged in combat with Al-Qaeda there and the Taliban. When he got back from Afghanistan, he was appointed to the United States Army Sniper School. So maybe I just get 30 seconds, Kenny, out of you, if I may. American Sniper, have you seen the movie?
I've not yet, but I plan on seeing it.
It's something that has rung a bell with a lot of people, and I wonder, under the circumstances, because you went there, it has nothing to do with your brain injury, but I'm just interested in the fact that we're paying so much attention to these sorts of people now. Is that dangerous? Should we not know who these people are?
Well, you have a good point. It depends on how much information we divulge. I mean, if we're releasing our tactics, techniques, and procedures to the public, obviously, our enemy has that access, and that's not a good idea.
Yeah. You were medically retired in June of last year for injuries that you sustained. What happened to you during your military service?
Well, a lot of my issues were orthopedic, where I eventually received a spinal fusion towards the tail end of my military career, reconstructive surgery of my bicep tendon and shoulder. And then my hips and my knees were also issues. So those were recognized. They had recognized a few other things. For example, traumatic brain injury in me. However, I was not retired for that reason. It was all orthopedic. But with regard to the traumatic brain injury, I received two significant concussions during military service. In fact, one during an airborne jump at Fort Benning, where my weapons case, which was staffed with a 2x4, I collapsed on it, and it sounds hard to imagine that we'd be here for 5 minutes, and I know I only have 5 minutes to describe how that occurred, but I took a 2x4 right to the bridge of my nose, broke my nose, and knocked me out, and that was the first one. And then serving in 2004 in Afghanistan, I was hitting an IED, and that took off the front half of my vehicle. And we're all lucky to walk away from that one.
So
that incident, in fact, the Taliban were obviously watching. They ended up putting a lot more explosives in the ground from that point on. Mm-hmm. And the others in my platoon and units weren't as lucky as we were.
All right. In the interest of time, because we only really have about a minute here, this story is important, not for any number of reasons, but it brings us around to focus on men and women who are in the service. We've so focused on sports. Now, this injury that you've been tested for at Saroscan comes as a result of your work for us wearing uniform. What's the impact of this on your life, and what do you want people to know about where you are now in your life?
Well, those significant concussions had reduced my cognitive functioning, whether it be memory, processing speeds, headaches, light sensitivity, migraines, general anxiety, you name it. And I have been suffering for about 10 years, and I began to just accept my fate that, I was going to be living on unstable ground. Mm-hmm. And you can chalk that up to a misdiagnosis of many things that were being shot around the community. And I know others are suffering from the same thing.
Go ahead.
Yeah, I would say the truth is, traumatic brain injury. So Last year, I met John Kelly's bear scan, and, yeah. and then they now, put me under the NIR treatment.
There's a new treatment for men and women who have been injured in the service. The problem is the VA isn't watching it. This is more or less coming from private sources. Kenny Crowley, thanks for telling.
You pick up the receiver with your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead. You finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason. Going once, twice. Okay, we got to move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at gcnlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at gcnlive.com.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
Now more of Good Day Weekend. Sports time. No, wait a minute. No, it's not. That's something you don't hear much on the Good Day program. It's sports time.
No kidding.
I know we have a lot of focus on pets because Warren Eckstein, your pet's best friend, is here. Warren is the host of The Pet Show. He also has a great line of minerals and vitamins called Hugs and Kisses, both for cats and dogs, which are superb. And what I like about him most is he is in touch with the people who are, and I say people because I think my dog is a people, a person. Too, and I think most of us do who love our animals. Now, the smart collar for dogs, should you have one, that's coming up here on Good Day with Warren Eckstein in a moment.
Hi, I'm lifestyle expert Valerie Greenberg. The leading resolution that people make for the new year is to lose weight, but oftentimes we find that we're failing because of the fact that we're cutting out the things that we love most, when really it's all about moderation so that we don't overindulge. And that is why I love these Coca-Cola mini cans. They are perfectly portioned so that we can enjoy the things that we love, but still be friendly to our waistline, and they come in the favorite flavors, classic Coca-Cola, Diet Coke, Sprite, and Coke Zero. Now, Jimmy Dean Delights offers busy moms a delicious and great-tasting way to start the day without the guilt. That includes breakfast bowls and sandwiches, fully cooked links and patties that are made from 100% chicken sausage. Now it's time to put that fitness plan in place, and I cannot get to Planet Fitness quick enough because for only $10 a month, you can become a member. And a non-intimidating workout environment that they call the judgment-free zones. They also have top-of-the-line brand-name equipment, and you can find out about all of these wonderful products at Facebook.com/videopump.
The thought for the day today, a tree is known by its fruit, a man by his deeds, a good deed is never lost. He who shows courtesy reaps friendship, and he who plants kindness gathers love. I can't think of a better application nice. For that than with my dog and with so many people who love their animals. The animals always, unless they have been mistreated, are of good intentions, Warren. And I think that's really, when you raise an animal to be sweet and kind, I mean, they have it in their genes. I think my dog has it in her genes for sure. But because she's been loved and treated with so much respect and attention, it has, I think, it contributed, frankly, to her longevity as much as anything else. We hear about these people who have horrible dogs. It's because they're horrible people. Right?
And you're right on target. The other thing that's really amazing, Doug, is if you think about it, even the dog that's abused, even the dog that's mistreated, even the dog that's neglected, once they're put in a new situation where they're loved, that's all the past, and they're ready to move on. They don't hold grudges. They don't hold that anger.
Yeah, it's just amazing. I've seen that so many times with Charlotte. There have been a lot of videos on YouTube lately showing dogs' beds being taken over by cats. The video of the day yesterday, Warren, French bulldog puppy who bucks the trend and gets his bed back. If you look at it, you got to see this to enjoy it, but you really will enjoy it. So you might want to check out so many videos. People love to share this stuff. It's all over YouTube, all the exchanges, all over social media, everywhere. I'll bet that you get more play on Pinterest and Instagram than you do on Facebook or Twitter. Is that right, do you think, for your show?
You're absolutely right. There's a reason for it. Sometimes when you're at work or you're around friends and you want to tell them that you're French bulldog just pushed the cat out of the bed, they're not going to listen to you. They're going to think you're crazy. But if you post it on Instagram or YouTube, it's almost like, okay, you draw those other neurotic people with their pets like you and me, and so it really works well.
All right, story at DougStefan.com about the new smart collar. Did you talk about this on your program for dogs? Has a GPS tracker, Wi-Fi connectivity, and a camera that beams video to your smartphone. Have you seen this?
I absolutely have. You want my opinion of it?
Yeah, go ahead.
Dogs just have to get away from us once in a while. Let the collar alone. In other words, there's this new collar where you can tell your dog what to do. I could be sitting in Los Angeles, my dog can be in Arizona, and I can say,
right,
sit. How neurotic is that? It's like sitting in kindergarten and not making my bed, and all of a sudden feeling a slap in the face from my mom.
This thing is like wearing one of those wristbands. You track the dog's exercise quotient. The speaker allows the owner to talk to the dog through the
I
would do it only because I could have my dog change the channel so the right TV station's on when I come home.
Yeah.
But I'm not opposed to the collar itself. Let me tell you what I'm opposed to. I'm opposed to talking to the dog. But in terms of the GPS end of it, I think it's just another way that, heaven forbid, your dog or cat gets lost. It's a way of tracking them down. So I'm pro that.
Good Day Weekend is a production of Stefan Multimedia. Good Day Weekend is written by Ken Kessler, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
I'm Kay Swirling from KSCO Radio in Santa Cruz. I'm 93 years old, and I'm a big fan of Alex Jones because he has the courage to speak his mind more than just about anyone I know. Alex is just as bothered as I am about all the advertising you hear for toxic prescription drugs that make you sicker, not healthy. I prefer to give my body all 90 essential nutrients it needs for life to prevent disease, not compound it. My favorite complete supplement is Beyond Tangy Tangerine from Youngevity, which I take every day along with EFA Plus and Beyond Osteo FX. I recommend you go online to InfoWarsTeam.com to purchase these products and make them part of your daily regimen to get healthy and live longer. InfoWarsTeam.com.